Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm Andrew McDermott, and this is Simply Scottish. Today, in part 3 of my Growing Up in Scotland's Capital series, I've got 3 more memories to share with you. I'll take you to the Meadows, a beautiful park near the centre of the city. Then I'll describe the personal significance of the ancient volcano and Edinburgh landmark, Arthur's Seat. First, let's keep listening to fresh music from Joy Dunlop. This is a buoyant arrangement of the traditional Gaelic walking song, My Brown-Haired Girl. That was Joy Dunlop with My Brown-Haired Girl from her 2023 album Coor, Scottish Gaelic for A Blaze of Fire. Welcome to the third installment of Growing Up in Scotland's Capital. Before I share more of my memories of Edinburgh, I wanted to say hello to a few listeners who have recently got in touch. I heard from Leslie in Indiana, who says she stumbled upon the show on a trip to Scotland. She says, "Every Sunday is now a Simply Scottish Sunday for me. It's such a great way to start the day. Thanks, Andrew." Well, you're most welcome, Leslie. Thanks for sharing your week with me. I also got a message from Jennifer in Michigan. She's listened to all available episodes of the show, and some twice. She loves the blend of traditional music and newer music. Jennifer also shared that she's interested in genealogy and is trying to figure out the best ways to share her heritage with family members so as not to bore them. She's got a few ideas to make the activity more enjoyable, including sharing stories, music, poetry, recipes, and home crafts. And she's on the lookout for good sources of cultural information for her Scottish ancestors. If you have a good idea to share with Jennifer, get in touch with me, and I'll pass it on. This topic might actually make a good future episode, too, exploring ways to bring our Scottish heritage alive and share it in creative ways with those around us. Thank you, Jennifer, for reaching out. I also heard from another listener on the topic of genealogy. Sandra listens from Texas and is originally from Illinois. She's been interested in her genealogy since she found her family history bound and printed in her mother's cedar chest. She also reports that she seems to be the only one in her family who's interested in her Scottish lineage. Well, Sandra, I'm glad you discovered Simply Scottish, and I hope you'll keep listening. You know, I think it would be interesting to have a few listeners on the show who have done research into their Scottish family history. We could discuss good resources and some ideas to get other family members interested and engaged. If you're interested in being a part of such an episode, let me know. Email me at andrew@simplyscottish.com. That's andrew@simplyscottish.com. Well, today I'm sharing a few more memories of growing up in Scotland's capital city. In parts 1 and 2 of this series, I talked about things like playing football with friends, getting haircuts with my dad in Gorgi from two friendly Italian immigrants, the taste of freshly made local ice cream, and going swimming at some of Edinburgh's well-known public pools. Another place I remember well growing up in Edinburgh is the Meadows, a large public park south of the city centre. I recall several sunny days there, running in the grass, playing in the playground, and watching folks compete at the croquet club. The park itself has existed for hundreds of years, actually. It was originally a loch, the Borough Loch, or South Loch, which provided the town with drinking water until a piped supply started in 1621. In the 17th century, the park was partially drained, and improvements began to add trees and create walks. For a time, it was known as Hope Park, after Sir Thomas Hope's efforts to improve the area. In 1827, the Meadows received protection from further development. In 1866, it was the site of the International Exhibition of Industry, Science and Art, a world's fair that hosted over 2.7 million visits. The space was also important in the development of Edinburgh's home football teams, Heart of Midlothian and Hibernian. On Christmas Day 1875, the two teams played their first derby at the Meadows. The park also became important to locals during World War II, as it hosted more than 500 allotments as part of the Victory Garden program to grow food. The Meadows has hosted an array of sport and cultural events over the years, including the Meadows Marathon and parts of the Edinburgh Festival. In August of 1988, it was host to pastor and evangelist Dick Saunders, as he and his team held another Way to Life crusade. And this is the biggest reason I remember the Meadows. Because on August 28th that year, under a big white tent, I accepted Christ's gift of salvation and changed my eternal destiny. So, if you plan a trip to Edinburgh, you'll want to take a walk or have a picnic at the Meadows, a beautiful part of the capital city. In a few minutes, I'll recall two memories related to the ancient volcano Arthur's Seat. First, more music. Recalling my decision to follow Jesus at the Meadows, here's a couple of old hymns that would have been heard quite frequently in these crusades and revival events of the 70s and 80s around the UK. This is a medley of It Is Well With My Soul and I Exalt Thee, performed here by Scottish band Celtic Worship.
I exalt thee, I exalt thee, I exalt thee, O Lord, I exalt thee, I exalt thee, I exalt thee, O Lord. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me
Listening to Simply Scottish. One of the definitive natural landmarks of the city of Edinburgh is Arthur's Seat, an ancient volcano and the main peak in a group of hills situated near the capital. From the top of Arthur's Seat, at just over 800 feet, you can take in panoramic views of the city and well beyond. It's a popular spot for hill walking, as it's a relatively easy hike to the top. And until recently, a spur of the hill known as Salisbury Crags was a common rock climbing venue. I have two childhood memories of Edinburgh that relate to Arthur's Seat. The first is the home of my grandparents on my mother's side. My grandfather, James, and his wife, Jessie, lived on St. Leonard's Bank, which was the last street of houses before Holyrood Park. They had an enviable view of Arthur's Seat and the Salisbury Crags. The neighbourhood is named after the medieval hospital of St. Leonard, which stood on St. Leonard's Hill, overlooking Holyrood Park. It was a centre of industry and railway operations in the 19th century, and today it's primarily a residential area. I remember trips to my grandparents' flat, up the stone staircase. We'd visit primarily in the kitchen with cups of tea, sometimes taking walks across the street, down the paths toward Holyrood Park. It's a beautiful corner of Edinburgh, to be sure, and gateway to the lovely greenery, parks, and lochs around Arthur's Seat. My second memory related to this famous peak is the Arthur's View Hotel, a former guest house on the A701, the main road my family would take toward the city centre from our suburb town of Gilmerton. Before she got married, my mother worked at the Arthur's View as a barmaid. My father was a taxi driver in Edinburgh, and he would sometimes stop in at the Arthur's View. So this is where my mom and dad first met in the summer of 1977. There was a jukebox in the bar, and according to stories they'd tell me, one of their first dates was paired with the Perry Como favourite, And I Love You So. I'm not sure how the bed and breakfast got its name, but I'm certain that its top floor afforded a nice view of Arthur's Seat. The building was sold some years back, so it's no longer in operation, but it remains significant in my personal history as the place where my parents first laid eyes on one another and started their whirlwind romance. Be sure to include Arthur's Seat and the Meadows on your trip to Edinburgh. And if you visit, drop me a line to tell me about your experiences. Reach out at any time, andrew@simplyscottish.com. You know, I only lived 11 years in Edinburgh, but in that time I had many experiences in Scotland's capital city. It's an amazing place, and you don't have to spend long there to tap into the majesty, history, mystique, and beauty of the city, to say nothing of its friendly inhabitants. I'll continue sharing my memories of Edinburgh in future installments of Growing Up in Scotland's Capital. For more episodes of the show, visit simplyscottish.com or find us anywhere good podcasts are found. To wrap things up today, let's enjoy some music from Scottish fiddler Ian Fraser. He's got a new album out called Koterana, which is the Maori word for Scotland. It's based on the remarkable story of 800 Scottish Highlanders who followed the fiery Scottish preacher Norman MacLeod on a journey of no return in the 1800s. The congregation sailed across vast oceans, spending hundreds of days at sea in search of a better life. They eventually settled in Waipu, New Zealand. The song is called Norman MacLeod's Welcome to Waipu. For Simply Scottish, I'm Andrew McDermott. Cheers.
Simply Scottish is hosted and produced by Andrew McDermott. Show content, copyright, Simply Scottish Media. All music is used with consent of copyright holders. Continue your Simply Scottish experience at simplyscottish.com. Thanks for listening.